Had a good morning this morning. Walked through yesterday's practice, was good. Ready to keep working and get ready for Tennessee.
Just taking a look at their front seven, they seem pretty aggressive and physical. What do you see from the Titans defense?
Tons of sacks. Tons of them. 12 in the last three games. A lot of movement, a lot of effort. I've known Arakpo over the years when he was with the Redskins. A high effort fella, just never quit. So they look great on film.
Can you go three straight games, 30-plus points, 450 yards, and looking really sharp, and then have two games where it's not where you want it to be? Do you go over play calling a lot, or do you go over what do we have to do to execute the plays that we've called a little bit better?
Both, all of the above. Number one, play calling. Coaching-wise, we want to make sure we are devising the right components to each concept and giving our guys a chance to get those opportunities. And then we want to do a good job of teaching them and prepping our guys during the week so we can turn them loose on Sunday. So we definitely look at everything. And you're right, the last couple weeks we haven't had the opportunities that we're accustomed to, so we're working like crazy to get back to what we expect to see on game day.
Derek expressed a lot of confidence in Tony Bergstrom that Tony's going to play in place of Rodney this week. What have you seen from Tony so far?
Well, Tony is always ready. Even when Rodney was playing each and every play, Tony was putting the time in, watching all the film on his iPad, being in the meetings, doing his film work. So he's been ready for this opportunity. So now that he's stepped in, we all have complete confidence in him, like Derek said.
Were you a little surprised? You know, the whole time he's been here, he's been a guard, was drafted to play guard, and then jumped up and earned that backup center job in training camp.
Yeah, I think it shows the type of athlete he is. Very sharp on his feet, mind-wise. He's got good balance, good footwork. And so I'm sure, he played tackle there in college. We had him in the Senior Bowl in Mobile, and he played tackle down there for us. So heck of an athlete.
You guys took the one shot deep on Sunday and it hit. Why not take more shots deep?
Well, we definitely would like to. Just got to do a better job of calling them at the right time, devising them so we can launch them like that. That was a good play for us. We needed it like crazy. But we want to be a big play offense with explosives, so we need to do more of that.
What doesn't happen? Is it a case of defense preventing it, or just a case of bad seeing things that are out there?
I think we all know there's a number of factors that go into each and every play, whether it be what the defense is doing, our protection, trying to get all our guys our opportunities. So, but we want to have a more heavy dose of those explosive plays. We've missed that the last 2 weeks.
When you have a guy like Amari who's so serious-minded anyway about his job, and probably pretty hard on himself, his coaches are on him. When he gets into a rough patch and he drops a couple of balls, how do you approach him?
Well, I think he works through it on his own, and we make our coaching points that we see. I've always admired coaches over the years that really helped players when they made a mistake rather than just pointing it out.
Yeah.
So we want to study what might be the root of a poor step, for a lineman, a poor throw by a quarterback, a dropped pass, and help them correct that rather than just point it out. So we try to be those type of coaches. And Amari is a very prideful guy, like all these guys at this level, especially on our side of the ball. We've got a super group that is very prideful.
Are you a believer in the rookie wall? Is that anything that may be happening with Amari?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know that very much about that, but Amari's a hard worker. The whole receiving crew comes to work every day. They've got a great meeting room there, so I think we just need to get Amari more opportunities. The last 2 weeks, both Amari and Crabb have received less than half a dozen opportunities in the last 2 weeks, so we've got to work like crazy to get back to where we were and where we want to be in the future.
I know you're not coaching against him, but you are an Oregon guy, so you must have got to see Mariota quite a bit. What were your impressions of him?
Terrific young man. Never met him, but from what I hear, from people that have been up there in Eugene, just not only a great athlete, but even a better person.
What are you seeing from the offensive line in the run game? Are those holes and creases and technique, is it what you're looking for, or is that lacking in some way?
Well, we didn't have the success. I think we averaged less than 3 yards a carry the other day, so we want to get the running game ramped up and get Latavius more turns as well. So, shoot, this is a good week for us to get back on track, both running and passing game-wise. And the O-line is doing a nice job, all in all.
Okay.
talking about opportunities for the outside guys. Last couple of weeks, seems like Michael Rivera and Clive Walford have been more involved in the passing game, especially downfield. You see more opportunities for those guys as well?
Yeah, we do. I think every week is different, and as our offense evolves, our system evolves, and the way defenses see us, we got to be ready to make those counter moves to keep going down the field, not get stymied.
You had the two delayed game calls in Jackson. It was Derek's fault. What did you see in those two plays, and how can those be fixed?
Well, crazy things happen out there in between plays, and I anticipate. You know, we've talked to Derek. Just some things were happening in the huddle, trying to get things clarified, and there's a lot of things on Derek's plate. And those couple times, probably forgot to go through his checklist there at the line of scrimmage and make sure we had enough time. Which that's going to happen from time to time. We want to keep it at a minimum.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.